Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Joe Messina's show. I'm your guest host, Whiskey Dave, and back in the chair again for Joe for three straight hours of fun and excitement across the fruited plain. You can give us a phone call anytime over the next 3 hours at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And you can check us out at joemessina.com as we get going here tonight for, again, the first of 3 hours. Got a great guest coming up here after the next break to talk about everything that is going on in the world. Boy, if you missed a news day, today was the news day you did not want to miss. Holy cow. Oh my God, as Phil Rizzuto used to say. Well, first of all, let's start with the big news. Putin, he threatened to resort to nuclear weapons, calling it not a bluff. This is some scary stuff, folks, and we're going to be getting into this over the next hour because the geopolitics of what we're talking about right now is something that the world hasn't seen in quite some time, especially when we're talking about a military threat the size of Russia. We're going to get to this in a moment. Also today, the Federal Reserve, as expected, they hiked the key interest rate 75 basis points, three-quarters of a point, and that is the third one in a row. So if you are in the market right now to get a new home, if you are looking to refinance a home, if you have any kind of debt that is not fixed, in other words, it's a variable rate mortgage, or you have credit cards, or you're shopping for an auto loan, or whatever, it's going to get a lot more expensive, very expensive. In fact, if the typical average home is $500,000 and you put down 20%, you are going to be paying about $750 more per month for a mortgage than you would have earlier this year when it was close to 3%. We are now over 6% for a mortgage. Also, other big news today, New York Attorney General Letitia James just filed a lawsuit, and let's be specific on this kind of lawsuit, folks. It is a quarter of a billion, with a B, $250 million lawsuit against Donald Trump and his family for defrauding lenders and others. This is a political hatchet job unlike anything we've seen. You know what? Are you surprised anymore? Are you surprised? The Democrats are going to continue to hit this president, the former president, over and over and over until he has zero chance of winning re-election if indeed he does run. And so you've got this confluence of events that have just taken place in just the past 24 hours with the Putin threat. You obviously got the economy is in shambles. You've got the former president of the United States just being attacked ad nauseum. And those are the big stories of the day. There's a lot of other news that is going on out there. But let's touch upon real briefly here what President Vladimir Putin stated today at the UN Security. He basically gets up there and he warned Western countries that his country's nuclear threats are not a bluff. He issued the warning after accusing Western countries of resorting to nuclear blackmail. Those were his words. Despite zero NATO countries threatening to use nuclear weapons. Guy sounds like the Biden administration, just making stuff up. The threat comes as Russia's prospects in Ukraine are grim, and Putin's military is losing thousands of square miles of territory to the Ukrainian counteroffensive. Here's the crazy thing. He has now started a draft, a conscription of men up to 65 years of age. People are getting the heck out of Dodge. One-way plane tickets to Istanbul, Turkey were going for $9,500. Families are getting their dads, their granddads and uncles and you name it out of Dodge because this, you know something, Putin does not want to lose and he will not. He will not allow Russia to lose. Ukraine's counteroffensive has pushed Putin towards drastic measures. And Russia, again, announced a partial military mobilization on Tuesday. The policy will see the Russian military conspiring reservist civilians. This is incredible here. What we're talking about is wider mobilization. And again, you've got this mass exodus of men, young men, old men, fleeing Russia since this announcement. Now, when you fly out of Russia, you do not need to require visas, so every plane was absolutely booked. Now, this is according to the Telegraph, the English newspaper. And this is ahead of what we're expecting to see is going to be a very, very tough winter for Europe. Energy prices are going through the roof already. People are unable to meet their bills. And that's before the snow starts to hit the ground. Today's the first day of autumn. Happy fall, everybody. Fall equinox, autumn equinox that it is. Putin is arguing that conscription is necessary to protect our homeland, its sovereignty, and territorial integrity to ensure the security of our people. So we're going to be talking about this in the next hour here. Don't go away. We've got a great guest coming up. We're going to be talking about all this and a whole lot more. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Man,
And welcome back, everybody. It's great to be back with you here. Whiskey Dave in your chair for Joe Messina, your regular guest host here. It's you know what? We just got to stop meeting like this every week. We've got 3 hours of fun-packed excitement about what is going on in the world. And boy, today was an incredible news day. And as I talked about in the first segment here, let's talk about Russia and the threats to the West that Putin is putting out. And there's really nobody better. I've been looking forward to having this guest on for several days. We're going to be talking about several issues here. Eric Karen, who is a retired U.S. diplomat, U.S. special agent. The man has been with the held positions with the Department of the Treasury, the Homeland Security, and Interpol, and a whole bunch more. Welcome to the show, Eric. How are you?
Hey, my friend. What an honor to be on with you. I look forward to the conversation.
Likewise. So I want to get to one of the reasons that we wanted to have you on is the weaponization of the Departments of Justice, the FBI, and so on. But first, yes. I wanted to get your reaction to what you saw Putin do today, where he basically gets up and he warns the West in no uncertain terms that he's basically resort to nuclear weapons, and it's not a bluff.
Yeah, it's pretty scary times we live in, you know, and I believe personally it stems from a weak president that we currently have in the Oval Office. If we had a strong leader, a strong president, this would not be happening, in my opinion. I served overseas over 3 years. I served many years domestically. This comes down to weak leadership. And we should be concerned, because who is going to keep Putin in check these days? The Europeans will not, in my opinion. NATO will probably not keep him in check. Joe Biden has a hard time putting in 8 hours of work each day, and he has a hard time walking and chewing gum. So Putin is not concerned or afraid of Joe Biden. And this is why we need, we go back if we can, to border security. Why do we need border security, sir? We need border security because it equals national security. So individuals, terrorists, and international criminals from Russia, from Europe, from South America, from the Middle East cannot enter the U.S. to harm us. They cannot import their WMDs into America via shipping containers. We only look at less than 2% of shipping containers, and we, on average, each year, we're looking at well over about 30 million shipping containers that come into the U.S. When I say open, I mean open the door, not scan them. And so that's why we need border security, because of people like Putin and other tyrants around the world who are our enemies, never mind the Islamic State, and never mind Afghanistan.
Yeah. Eric, your best-selling author, your book is called Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. It sounds to me like you understand psychology. Talk to me about what you see here with Putin. He's just announced a conscription service where basically he's going to be drafting people up to 65 years old. There's been a mass exodus of men paying up to $9,500 to get the heck out of Dodge because they don't want to go to war. What do you see is going on behind the scenes and internally with this man?
Well, the question is, are we on the verge of World War III? And it's a legitimate question. I don't mean to, put fear into anyone, this evening, but we are on a verge of a World War III. If the White House, if Joe Biden doesn't get involved in negotiating and sitting down with Putin. I mean, what's the alternative? We sent the French prime minister was with Putin for about a month before the war. That didn't help.
Macron.
We need a strong leader. There's question relating to his mental stability as well. You're absolutely right. The Russian people are fleeing Russia. But he does have probably close to a million man army. He does have sophisticated weapons and nuclear weapons. And so, yeah, we should be concerned about it. But, you know, this is an issue that NATO really needs to step up to the plate, to help as well. NATO and the other allies really collectively need to be, doing whatever they can to stop the spread, as far as the aggression, that he's doing
right now. How would you suggest that they do that? What power do they have to do that?
Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean, I'm not a, you know, sanctions is obviously, a stick, but it's a soft stick.
But they own the energy. Exactly. Nobody's stopping the energy flowing. That's the number one thing.
So energy, and food supply, of course. And, you know, the Russians are, you know, obviously working with the Chinese, you know, hand in glove, and as well as the Afghan government, as well as the Iranian government. Uh-huh. And they are, they're on the march in most of Africa. People don't pay attention, to Africa. I do because I travel there occasionally for consulting purposes. But East Africa and most of Africa, the Russians are in there, as well, with the Chinese. So, yeah, so, you know, diplomatically, through sanctions, that's going to have a limited effect. And,
yeah,
you know, I think it just personally, I just think it takes a strong leader, if I may say, Donald Trump, to keep a tyrant like this in check. I mean, Putin did not do this for four years while Donald Trump was president. And he could have. But Donald Trump, I think, kept him in check, and he knew that he couldn't do and move troops into Ukraine. So I think it's going to take a collective effort from, you know, the Europeans, but America needs to lead.
Eric, we got a lot more to talk about. We're about to go into our bottom of the hour commercial break. Time flies when you're having fun. Tell everybody where they can find you and your book and your website and so on.
Yeah, it's Switched On Life, my book is Switched On, the Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. It's a glimpse behind the badge, and dedicated to all men and women of law enforcement.
Perfect. Well, we're going to continue this discussion after the break. I've got Eric Karen, who is with us. We are going to be right back here at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave in the chair. Folks, don't go away. It's going to get even better.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former top cop says the lawsuit against Trump by New York's attorney general is a stunt. AG Lalita James claims Trump and his family falsified business records to obtain loans years ago, but former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr isn't buying it.
It's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she was going to go after Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, losing sleep on a regular basis could increase the risk of heart disease. A new study in the Journal of Experimental Medicine shows that cutting sleep short could harm immune stem cells, which increases risk of inflammatory disorders. On the news that the Fed is hiking interest rates by 0.75 percentage point, the Dow lost over 500 points on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Whiskey Gabe here in the chair. You can give us a phone call a little bit later. We'll be taking phone calls, 855-732-5563. But first, we got a lot of news that we're going to be talking about. This last half hour of the first hour of tonight's show, we've got Eric Karen, who is the author of Switched On. He is an international speaker, a former U.S. diplomat, and a special agent. Eric, two news items today. One just broke literally as the commercial was going, but the first one most everybody's heard about, that you've got the New York Attorney General files a fraud lawsuit against Trump and three of the eldest children for $250 million. And just breaking now, most people haven't heard this yet, the appeals court panel that is allowing the Department of Justice to continue reviewing the documents from the Trump raid. Two of the three appellate judges are Trump appointees. Eric, you talk a lot about using the institutions and weaponizing them against their enemies. Yeah. What are we looking at here, just these two stories alone?
I'm calling for total colonoscopy of the Department of Injustice and the Federal Bureau of Injustice. And I think I can add the Department of Homeland Insecurity as well, under this administration. The colonoscopy really needs to be performed, because these three, if you will, agencies are really destroying America right now. They're attacking a former president, and they've been looking at him, investigating him for what? Are we looking like 5 years maybe? Spent hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of agents, many prosecutors. For what, may I ask? There's been no, charges in 5 years, and here we are once again. This type of activity I've seen in East Africa, where the dictators in many of those countries harass and imprison, and in some cases kill their political opponents. And, you know, for America to regain its trust in our criminal justice system, yes, you're going to see a colonoscopy of the Department of Injustice and the Federal Bureau of Injustice if the Republican Party takes control in November, which I believe they will. There's going to be a close revamping, a review and a revamping of those agencies. It has to happen for the American people to gain trust in its criminal justice system.
So, Eric, let's say the Republicans, pretty certain they're going to win the House. Every day there's news that are coming out that the Democrats are scared about now losing the Senate, apparently, as well. We really don't know. I don't trust the polls anymore. Many of us don't. But let's say they win both the Senate and the House. Do you believe that the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans have the cojones to do what you are saying, which is an audit, an examination of these agencies? And will these agencies be transparent and come to, or are we going to get Lewis Lerner again pleading the fifth?
Yeah, I mean, it's a valid point. I do think the Republican Party will be, you know, holding hearings, having investigations, congressional investigations. I think the American people will demand that of them. And they're going to need some power behind them, such as the Department of Justice, to subpoena. And if people don't cooperate, witnesses don't cooperate, they need to hold them accountable. So it's going to be an interesting 2 years under the Republican leadership of Congress, in my opinion, if they regain power. It's going to be a few years of, I hate to say soap opera, but it's going to be, we're talking a congressional hearing on the Biden crime family, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. There will be an impeachment, I'm sure of that. And then we have, of course, the Trump, all the Trump investigations. What did the Department of Justice do? Why do they do it? And same thing with the Bureau. I see more FBI officials and DOJ officials being walked out those buildings in Washington hopefully prosecuted for obstruction of justice and lying on affidavits. We know it's happened once or twice already, and it's probably going to be exposed again. So, it's going to be an interesting 2 years. Congress is going to be hopefully working for the people and holding these bureaucrats feet to the fire and holding people accountable for what we've witnessed over the last 2 years.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate for you here, because there's a lot of people that are applauding what it is that you're saying. And then I'm going to suggest that there's a lot of other people who sympathize with what you're saying, but are going to say to you, I'm old enough to remember Paul Ryan running things. I'm old enough to remember the Durham investigation, which is still going, and there's bombshells that are still dropping, but nothing seems to happen. And what is it going to take for this Republican Party, who the second if they do take power in 2023, you're going to be hearing them saying, well, we can't rock the boat because we got to win back the presidency in 2024. And it seems like it's rinse and repeat with these guys, no?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, to an extent, you're right. I gotta give it to you there. I mean, it comes down to the American people, again, holding these Republican rhinos feet to the fire as well. If they're not representing us well, and many of them aren't, then we need to, get them out of office. And, I say that, and I know how difficult that is, but that's the reality. I mean, it comes down to the American people getting, one, getting educated, and two, getting involved in the political process. And right now, Americans are, you know, so distracted with, transgender and you name it, global warming. Yeah. And so the American people need to get switched on, if you will, to reality that they can control their future if they only got educated and involved in the political political process. So let's get switched on, America.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer here because I'm with you on this. I've just, you get to a certain
age.
What's
the alternative, my friend?
I know, and I'm with you 100%. And, again, our sympathies lie. We're looking at a situation here where the political gamesmanship comes from both sides. And the Democrats, since the third year of Trump's first term, basically they have decided that they have shown that they've got the mettle to fight. They do. And under Pelosi and now Schumer, they have gone to the mat. Okay.
Yes, they have.
Or as Godfather parlance, the mattresses. And what we're looking at here is a group of guys that, I mean, you talk about the rhinos. And listen, I love the Jim Jordans and we've got some good folks out there. The Freedom Caucus guys, Ted Cruz, I love these guys. DeSantis, DeSantis is kind of, he's got the Trump fight without the narcissism. It's nice to see.
Yeah.
Yep. So you've got those guys that could really be the point of the spear, the tip of the spear, if you will. The question is, will the party follow?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The party needs to follow, and it helps to have the media in your pocket as well. The Democratic Party has the media in their pocket all day long. The Republican Party, and you're right, the Republican Party has been slow and timid. And you're right. The Democratic Party has controlled the narrative, as we're seeing with the DeSantis issue relating to the 48 migrants that came to
Martha's Vineyard,
where I'm currently standing on the Cape.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, about 10 miles from the migrants, if you will.
Oh, the horror. The horror you must have experienced.
I did. And that, I experienced that firsthand. So I think the Democratic Party controls the narrative. They control the media. And so I witnessed it firsthand in a case I was involved in 2007. I arrested FAI, 361 illegal aliens. And I saw the fake tears.
Well, we're going to continue this discussion after the break here. We've got Eric Herron. This is a fascinating discussion. Author of Switched On and a former U.S. diplomat and special agent. Folks, we got a lot more coming up here. Join us right after the break. Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina Show and Whiskey Dave here in the chair, and we've got 2 more hours after the top of the hour here coming up. And if you'd like to join us tonight, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563 across the Fruited Plain, over 50 stations on the Salem and GCN radio network. And we are delighted to continue our discussions with a fascinating guest, Eric Karen, who we're going to have back on again down the road, because I'm really enjoying this conversation, Eric. I got to ask you, with your background, you go to international, all over the place, Africa, everywhere else. You talk about cybersecurity, leadership, politics, and everything else. I got to ask you about Biden's open border policies right now. I'm somewhat of a student of history. I know how Rome fell, right? If you went through ninth grade global history, you remember it, okay? They opened the doors, the Germanic hordes. What are we looking at right now? I mean, this is leading to the opioid crisis. It's leading to so many problems. And I don't know if there's a silver bullet that could fix all of this outside of, you know, the wall and all of this. But what are you seeing from your perspective?
Yeah, great question. America is in crisis. America is in crisis. Life expectancy dropped again in America to 76.6 years. You've said it. The ODs in 2021 over 105,000. In 2021, CDC's reporting that suicides are through the roof, 46,000 in 2021. America's in rough shape. And bad guys, you know, globalization is great, right? In some respects, but we know that bad guys exploit three things: trade, travel, telecommunications. The three T's. Trade, travel, telecommunications. There's 328 official ports of entry in America. They all need to be secure. Why? Because bad guys go where it's soft. Transnational criminals, terrorists, they go where it's soft. And, you know, and they're out to hurt us. They're out to rape us, steal from us. And, you know, just, I have to tell you, CBP on their website, so it's not me saying grabbing these numbers out, but the suspected terrorists detained in fiscal year 2022 to date, 63 along the southern border, northern border, 279 for a total of 342 suspected terrorists were arrested this year and counting. And so, yes, Joe Biden needs to be impeached. He is responsible.
By the way, I don't mean to interject. Those are the terrorists that we caught.
Absolutely.
Nobody knows how many other terror cells escaped detection to enter the U.S. courtesy of the open border.
Thank you. Yep. You know, and so, you know, Joe Biden just picked up where Barack Obama left off. I said it as soon as he came into office. Joe Biden's Barack Obama 2.0 on steroids. Catch and release was going to come back. It came back with a vengeance. And we know that thousands of bad guys are released into the population every day that we have in our custody. And we release them to do what? To come to your town and to rape your children and murder your mom and your dad. Are you kidding me? Just, again, some more stats, my brother. This fiscal year 2022 to date, criminal non-citizens with criminal arrests that were not, you know, had been previously arrested, were not allowed to enter the U.S. They tried 15,558 people trying to come into America with warrants, local warrants from you know, police departments and state police agencies and federal agencies across this country. NCIC arrest warrant, 9,431 arrests from, you know, of individuals with arrest warrants attempting to get smuggled into the U.S. The numbers are staggering. Joe Biden is the largest, if you will, crime syndicate in the world operating right now. Human trafficking, the drug smugglers, the counterfeiters. Joe Biden's involved in all those activities right now.
So can I ask you, this is the question I ask several people across different, you know, political persuasions, libertarian, conservative, MAGA, even progressives and liberal. My question is this. Look, the Democrat Party, they're responsible for keeping the number one ranked tennis pro out of America, Djokovic, because he didn't have the vax, right? He wasn't jabbed. But they're allowing illegal aliens infected, you know, with the China virus to stroll right across the border into Texas, unscreened and unleashed on an unsuspecting American population. What is this administration's end game? Why are they doing this?
This is strictly politics and for votes. This is why, you know, we want
to... But the Hispanics are moving conservative.
I know. I know. And again, maybe that's why they're just reaching for the stars and saying, hey, student loan debt, we'll forgive you that. That's going to equal some votes. And you know what? We're going to continue to allow illegal aliens to come into America, and we're going to give them more benefits. We're going to give them cell phones. We're going to give them food. We're going to give them medical. It's happening right here in Massachusetts at a tune of about $2 billion a year of doing that. And we're going to give them maybe voting rights in America for illegal aliens to vote. We're going to give them driver's licenses. As you know, some states give driver's license to illegal aliens. You know, they come up with some nonsense as to why they want to give illegal aliens driver's license, but they want to give them a form of identification. We don't even know who these people are. And we're going to say, oh, yeah, his name is Hector Morendez. And so, so we're going to trust him.
Democrats, obviously, they've shown that human life means little to them, obviously, with the opioid crisis that you correctly pointed out. But the GOP, you know, there's a special wing of the GOP that is a member of the Chamber of Commerce Party. And they've got this devotion to these woke companies that have been demanding cheap labor. You know, while simultaneously undermining the rights of American citizens. Can the GOP finally wake up and actually stand up? If they're going to be remaining relevant, they've got to pass something that includes real border security, right?
Yes, real border security, finish the wall. The layer approach to security is the correct way to go. As you know, Joe Biden took work site enforcement and flushed it down the toilet. So there's no more work site enforcement by ICE. So ICE is no longer doing quote unquote ICE raids on factories like I did, where I arrested 361 illegal aliens at a defense contractor in Massachusetts. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
361 illegal aliens manufacturing defense goods. We did an undercover op and we discovered them.
Which department were you with? Homeland Security?
Right. We were with Homeland. Yep. And we did an undercover op. And I thought it was a wicked good raid, as we say in Massachusetts. But it turned out to be a wicked bad raid in the eyes of the media because they colluded with the politicians and the NGO, the Massachusetts Immigration Advocacy Group. And they demonized us. And they did exactly what I said earlier. They hit the drum harder than the Republican Party, than the White House at the time. And so, you know, they controlled the narrative. And so here we are today. The border is out of control. DeSantis is Satan, even though Joe Biden's operating the largest, I think I'm going to call it the largest crime syndicate in the world. He's responsible for smuggling millions of people into the U.S. And of course, deaths that have been occurring these last few years. I mean, I can't make this up, and neither can you. This is really happening.
Yeah.
What movie is this?
I know. It's crazy. And I, you know, like I said, hopefully they can turn things around by taking over Congress and being strong. But then once they've got the power, they can't waste it. Eric, listen, we're coming to the end here. I want everybody to come check you out. You're a fascinating, dynamic gentleman.
Thank you.
Tell everybody where they can find you and your book.
Yeah. What an honor to be on with you. It's Switched On Life is the website. And again, the book is Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. It's a simple glimpse, if you will, behind the badge of all law enforcement officers that who step up to the plate and protect us each and every day. We need to start showing some love and support to the men and women of law enforcement because they've been demonized.
Yeah.
And we need to show some love to them.
And that's your website, Switched On?
Yeah, Switched On Life.
SwitchedOnLife.com?
Yes, sir.
All right, SwitchedOnLife.com. Definitely have to have you back on again. I noticed in your bio that you've been on America's Voice News. I did America's Voice Live 2 hours a day for a couple of years. So maybe you've come on the show. So So we'll have to have you back on again the radio show here because I think it's fascinating, especially with, as you talk about, the global geopolitics that we're in right now. Globalism isn't necessarily a bad thing as long as the competition and the security allows you to practice practice free and fair. Yeah, absolutely. And the economics will play out from there. Eric Karen, thanks so much for joining us. And folks, we're going to be back here after the top of the hour. Don't go away. We've got the news, and we've got a lot more to talk about here at Real Side Radio. Thanks, Eric.